I shall go to him. 2 Samuel 12:23. King David declared this upon the death of his infant son. This tells us that when that infant boy died, he went into paradise and later entered heaven. This teaches us that God, by his rich grace and mercy, takes little ones unto him in heaven who die before they reach the age of accountability, a term we use that is not in the Bible. I do not believe that any of us Christian believers can definitely fix this age of accountability. Likely, it varies with individuals depending on, 1, how they respond to their conscience convicting them from very early on, say, 2 years old or so. 2, how much light they concerning their Creator God they receive during their formative years. And 3, how positively or negatively the child responds to God's light that reveals God unto them, exposes their sins and sinful nature, and guides and draws them to repentance and to God during their growing period as they steadily mature mentally. Likely the time frame when a human soul reaches that age of accountability is higher than most Christians think. Possibly between ages 12 and 18 or so. Considering the age of accountability, think on what the Lord God decreed in the Old Testament book of Numbers, chapter 14 and verse 29, to the Israelites who murmured against him during their wilderness journey. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. I conclude from that scripture that God decrees that human adulthood begins at age 20. So, having mused on the age of accountability to this extent, this sermon is to parents who have lost a maturing child in death before that child reached adulthood. My Christian parent friend, upon whom this lot has fallen, the death of your precious maturing child naturally brings grief and sadness to your heart. So you please thank God that He is the God of all comfort and that His grace is always sufficient for all adversity that comes our way in this life. Consider that you do not know how that child's life would have turned out had that son or daughter lived to old age. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. That is a definite promise. But I believe the following two sentences to be just as definite. 1, if the much evil available on a high-tech screen is available to your maturing child's fingertips, you are not training up your child in the way he or she should go. 2, also, if you send your children to public federal schools and or allow them to freely associate with sinful children their age, that is not training them up in the way they should go. Also, with death, dangers, and suffering steadily increasing in these end time days, it should comfort you to know that your child is in a glorious, perfect, safe heaven, instead of being amidst the increase in troubles that surround each of us on earth. If you are walking according to God's Spirit, likely with each passing month of increase in destruction on earth, you more strongly harbor the thought of, I'm glad that Bobby or Susan is safe in heaven instead of here with us in this dangerous, deadly world. Now, my friend who has not trusted in the Savior of all mankind, the Lord Jesus Christ, and death has taken a child of yours during childhood, and you didn't teach Christ to that child, consider the grace of your Creator God. If that child was quite small, I believe we can know of a certainty that your precious son or daughter is now in heaven. If your son or daughter died as a teenager, there is a good possibility that they are now in heaven. Does not that thought make you most eager to sincerely repent to God the Father and to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to save you from the punishment of your sins in never-ending hellfire, and instead take you to the perfect bliss of God's heaven to join your child there? Think on the great joy that reunion would bring unto you. Perchance you listen to or read this sermon, but then so foolishly and tragically, adamantly go on in sin, rejecting salvation and eternal life offered freely to you in Christ, then your Creator God is soon to bring you before His great white throne judgment seat. There you will stand guilty but silent because you have absolutely no defense to proclaim before this righteous judgment seat. God will condemn you to the eternal torments of hellfire, and likely He will have your child appear then with final words to speak to you. Right now, picture rivers of tears flowing down your face and your child's face at that time, as that child sobs to you, my dearest mother or dad, how I so wish you had sincerely prayed that simple prayer that missionary Richard put so conveniently before you, so that you would be saved from everlasting fiery torments and rather be with me in this eternal glorious bliss. Dearest dad or mom, here is the prayer. Your Creator God and all the heavenly hosts are on your side, wanting you to sincerely pray it. Your child now in heaven is likely the most serious of them all, that you now call on God to save you and give you a home in heaven. Please pray thus wise. Almighty God, my Creator, right now, please enable me to cease sinfully rebelling against thee. Convict me of my sins against my righteous Creator God and against mankind. Please work godly sorrow into my heart over my sins and enable me to truly repent and to fully trust in God's Savior, Jesus Christ, to save me to the utmost. I so much want to join my child who is with you in heaven. Please save me right now, making me into thy child, and thus wise giving me the hope of heaven. Amen. Fellow Christian, please invite everyone you can to listen to or read this sermon, especially people you know who have lost a growing child in death. As a soul winner, encourage the parents who are without Christ to pray the above prayer. These sermons are on my website, christisall.us. Separate those three words with two dashes, christ-is-all.us. Now, join us in singing of the glorious hope of heaven that all of us Christian believers have when we all get to heaven. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In those mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. While we walk this pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.